From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. House and Senate negotiators have this morning reached agreement on sweeping legislation to overhaul the nation's financial regulations. Congressman Barney Frank headed the panel.
Mr. Chairman, I am pleased to be able to report to you that the House sends you its approval of the financial reform bill.
NPR's John Itzde joins us now. John, the lawmakers worked through the night on this?
Yes, they did, Craig, and the legislation puts curbs on the power of banks to take risks in the financial markets. It also gives the government new power to seize and liquidate big failing financial institutions. Shareholders, creditors, and the banking industry would bear the losses, not the taxpayers. The bill also creates a powerful new agency to protect consumers. It will set rules for everything from mortgage loans to loans from payday lenders. Consumer advocates are very pleased. They call it historic.
So, John, is this final bill even tougher than what the Obama administration had been seeking?
Yes, in some areas it is, particularly in the area of the curbs on banking activities, including their ability to take risks with their own money in financial markets and their ability to trade derivatives. Banks couldn't defeat these initiatives, but they managed to erode them a bit. The industry still says it will make U.S. banks less competitive and less profitable.
So, John, what's next for this legislation?
Well, the package will go to the House and Senate floors next week, where it's expected to pass. Then it goes to President Obama's desk. He should be able to sign it before the 4th of July, which was his goal, giving him another big legislative victory ahead of the November elections.
Thanks, John. NPR's John Itzde reporting from Washington. Legislation to extend unemployment benefits for hundreds of thousands of jobless Americans has failed in the Senate, Democrats falling three votes short of the margin they needed to advance that bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid sharply criticized Republicans for blocking the measure.
If there were ever an example that is clear and direct that this is the party of no, this is it.
But Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans will not support any bill that adds further to the budget deficit. The U.S. is bolstering its contingent of military police in Afghanistan, a key element of the offensive in the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. NPR's Diana Douglas is there and reports the MPs are helping strengthen and train local police.
The strategy for building up the police force here in Kandahar seems simple. Match Afghan police with American military police, let them live, work, and train together, and soon enough, the Afghan police will be keeping Kandahar safe on their own. There are 1,000 Afghan police in Kandahar now, and the U.S. has recruited another 1,200. They still need more Afghan police in a city of almost 1 million people. The Army hopes to make progress by this December, when the Afghanistan war policy will be up for review. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama travels to Toronto this morning for the economic summit of the world's major developed and developing nations. A key issue is how to sustain a global recovery while trying to bring down the huge debt loads gripping many nations. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has told the BBC that each country needs to decide what policy mix makes sense for them, but Geithner's urging nations not to cut back on stimulus measures while focusing on addressing their debt problems. The political corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich gets punctuated by a four-letter word, albeit on tape. NPR's David Shaper in Chicago reports prosecutors have been using audio of Blagojevich swearing to help make their case that he was on the take as he was considering who to name to the Senate seat vacated by newly elected President Barack Obama.
With former Chief of Staff John Harris on the stand, prosecutors played recordings of Harris telling Blagojevich that the Obama camp sent word they would be thankful and appreciative if Blagojevich appointed Valerie Jarrett to the Senate seat. This after Harris testified that Blagojevich wanted to be an ambassador, cabinet secretary, or put into some other lucrative job in exchange for appointing Jarrett. Blagojevich responds to Harris, quote, "They're not willing to give me anything but appreciation. F them." In another recording, Blagojevich tells his co-defendant and brother Robert he could just appoint a placeholder to the Senate who would resign the seat for him to appoint himself if the Illinois legislature moved to impeach him. Robert Blagojevich sounds incredulous.
So what, come July when they're impeaching you, you step down and I...
Correct. Correct.
Oh, Jesus, that's ugly.
The corruption trial resumes Monday. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A cavalry flag flown at the Battle of Little Bighorn being sold at auction in New York today. It's valued at up to $5 million. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.